Hello and welcome back to Gecko W Smart. I'm not smart, but you're already here. So, this episode, we're going to be talking about an elusive group of secretive animals. They're not really that secretive. Anyway, this is the episode about the Varinidae gang. Yeah, said that right. Varinidae. Varanidae. I see. If you read it specifically, it says Varan no idea. I don't know. If you're smart, you'll read it like that. Anyway, so first animal, reptile on this list is one of my favorite animals, and it is the Komodo dragon. Yeah, it's one of my favorite creatures, actually. I know almost everything about it. Almost. But you don't, and that's why I'm here. So, the Komodo dragon, also known as the Komodo monitor, is a member of the Varinidae family, obviously. Yes, it's a gang family, okay? Deal with it. Anyway, that is endemic to the Indonesian islands of Komodo, Rinca, Flores, and Gilimantang, yes. Very hard to say. Why do all these islands have such weird names? I don't really know. Although all of them have to have, reasoning behind the names. But, yeah, we'll get into that. No, we'll not. That is... Is it a topic? No, I don't think so. If you don't know what a topic is, basically... You know what a topic is. Every season we have something new. Season 2 is going to have 7 episodes. So, yeah. Anyway, right, so we're at Gilimantang. It's fun to say Gilimantang. It is the largest extant species of lizard growing on a maximum of... Psych, you really thought we were going to do that? Anyway, into the geography. Right, so this thing can grow to around 3 meters in length. That 3 meters. Am I 3 meters? I don't think I'm 3 meters tall. Although in length, I am probably... I'm a foot long, because I measured my foot. Anyway, it can grow up to 10 kilograms. That's very, very heavy.
I guess for 3 meters, that's average for its weight.
Anyway, now it's time for the weird fact, and it's actually more of a cool fact than weird. Their saliva is poisonous. Yes, you heard me right. Is it venomous? Basically, it has so much bacteria, they have so much bacteria in their spit, that when they bite you, it reduces blood clotting. Now, if you don't know what that is, basically, when you're bleeding, and then it just stops bleeding after a while? Yeah, that's because of blood clots. They sort of patch things up. This, however, stops the blood clotting, meaning you just bleed to death. I think it's horrifying. And if you think that they do that because they're slow, they're smart. Yeah, no, these things are fast. Scaringly fast. Anyway, it's time for the next member of the Varinidae gang. The Nile Monitor. So, the Nile Monitor is a... How do I pronounce this? No, I'm just kidding. I can pronounce everything. No, I can't. If I could pronounce everything, that would be cool. Anyway. Is a large member of the Monitor family. Obviously, it's a monitor. But yes, there are multiple versions of the monitor, and technically the Komodo lizard is just a giant monitor, but it decided to be special. Instead of calling it the giant monitor, they called it the Komodo dragon. Yeah. Anyway, so they're normally found throughout most of sub-Saharan Africa, which is basically desert-y areas, which is pretty cool. And also along the Nile River, obviously, with invasive populations in North America as well. So I don't know why, how they get from the Nile to America, but the population in the West African forests, which they are also found there, and the forests and savannas, is sometimes recognized as a separate species known as the West African Nile monitor. Why is it called that? It's nowhere near the Nile, so why don't they just call it the West African monitor? Anyway, it's time for the geography. Once again, keep on calling it that. It's not. I'm sorry, don't listen to me when I say that. That's not the right pronunciation. Anyway, so this thing can grow about 1 foot. 1 foot and 8 inches. I'm pretty sure a foot. 1 foot. No, 1 meter is 10 feet. Am I incorrect? Very, very incorrect. 3 feet? 7 feet? No. Huh? All right. Hold on, probably 1 meter tall, I really don't know. I don't think that I'm 10 feet tall, so yeah, I don't. Anyway, they grow from 0.8 to 1.7 kilograms, which is, that's not much more heavier than the Komodo. Actually, no, that is 10 times less, almost. Anyway, it's time for the weird fact. If you didn't know, they actually eat crocodile eggs. Yes, they are smart enough to lure the mother croc away and then steal the eggs and eat them. Hey, you wanna know what's funny? If you're watching a croc documentary and saw one of these Nile monitors take a crocodile egg, And you'd probably be sad, like, darn, that monitor took the crocodile's eggs. However, if you're watching a Nile monitor documentary and saw it successfully steal the eggs, you'd be like, yes, he stole it without dying. Yippee. Ain't that weird? Anyway, now it's time for our final lizard or monitor. Yes, it's another monitor, and it is the short-tailed pygmy monitor. Long name, I'm just gonna call it STPM. Yes, that's his gang name. The STPM, or short-tailed pygmy monitor. I can't. Sorry, I'm not. The short-tailed pygmy monitor is actually the second smallest living monitor lizard, with a maximum length of around 24 centimeters, and it lives near Central Australia. That is pretty interesting. But guess what? Geography! So, yeah, you already heard that it's 24 centimeters long and about 30 grams. That's light. It's pretty light. And its weird fact is, it's tiny. As in, so tiny that if you were to search them up, one of the first things, where it says what other people have asked, one of them is what is the best pet, lizard pet specifically. So I'm pretty sure that was kind of intentional to say that it's the pygmy monitor. I would have a pygmy monitor.
To be honest, if I wanted every animal that I wanted and like it didn't kill me, I would have a lot of animals. Not that responsible, so that'd be hard. But that will conclude our you know, lizard gang family. Yeah. I will try to record better. I'm pretty sure I missed last week. Did I miss last week? I don't think I missed last week. No, I did not miss last week. I just missed yesterday. Because, yeah. Anyway, that is it for this episode. Once again, my name is Gecko W. Smart, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye.